Our scripture lesson for today is from Psalm 118, verses 21 through 29. I praise the Lord for answering my prayers and for saving me. The stone that the builders tossed aside has now become the most important stone. The Lord has done this, and it is amazing to us. This day belongs to the Lord. Let's celebrate, and let's be glad today. We'll ask the Lord to save us. We'll sincerely ask the Lord to let us win. God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We praise you from here in the house of the Lord. The Lord is our God, and he has given us light. Start the celebration. March with palm branches all the way to the altar. The Lord is my God. I will praise him, and I will tell him how thankful I am. Tell the Lord how thankful you are, because he is kind and always merciful.
It was Thanksgiving morning, and I was sick. And not the dainty, manageable kind of sick. I was sick. There was so much still to be done. Supplies to gather, food to prepare, and an 18-pound turkey to roast. So my dear husband decided to enlist help. If he were smart, he would have just called his mother or his sister-in-law, but no, he called his brother Paul. Now, let me just say, seeing the two of them in action is what made me understand why animals eat their young. Neither of them had any real experience in the kitchen. In fact, they had about as much business preparing a holiday dinner as I did playing linebacker in the NFL. The only meal I'd ever seen my husband prepare was a bowl of cereal. And Paul? Well, Paul had his own set of difficulties when it came to food prep. I'm not exactly sure what went on in the kitchen that day, but judging from the commotion, the laughter, and one actual scream, I was pretty sure it was something I wasn't going to be thankful for. Good intentions can go a long way, but you need more than intentions to roast a turkey. On Thanksgiving, most of us stop and reflect on the tangible things we're thankful for. Our health, our family. However, on that Thanksgiving, I didn't have my health and I couldn't be with my family. I felt alone and somewhat forgotten. Then I remembered a time in the Bible when Moses felt alone. He wanted to see God to try and make sense of his circumstances. In turn, God said he would make his goodness pass right in front of him. And God's goodness was more than enough. I guess the trick is no matter what the circumstance you find yourself in on Thanksgiving, or any day, is to see God's goodness and to thank him for it. Oh, and by the way, that Thanksgiving may have ended up being the best one we've ever had. Thanks to the dinner being overcooked, undercooked, and in some parts raw, our family started the first annual Thanksgiving leftovers food fight. Sure, it's silly and a whole lot of fun, but this tradition has become an annual reminder to our whole family that no matter how messy our lives get, we can still be thankful for God's goodness.
Sometimes your blessings are hidden. Sometimes they come in disguise, and you've got to look for them. A father and mother had two twin girls, identical twins, and the only thing they had in common was their appearance. They were completely opposite in every other way. If one of them thought it was too hot, the other one thought it was too cold. If one thought the radio was too loud, the other one thought the radio had to be turned down. They were completely opposite in every way. These two girls were also opposite in that one was a pessimist. She saw the gloom and the doom in everything. She saw the negative in everything. The other one was an optimist. She saw the positive in everything. So on their birthday, the parents decided to try an experiment. They sent the girls into two separate rooms, and they told them they would find their birthday presents waiting for them in the room. The pessimist went into a room that was filled with new toys and games. The optimist went into a room filled with horse manure. The parents waited, and after a little while, they decided to check on the girls. They went into the room of the pessimist first, and they found her sitting among all of her toys crying. And they said, "Sweetheart, why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, with all these toys, my friends are going to be jealous of me. I have to read all the instructions. I'm going to have to change the batteries. And no matter what I do, someday all of these toys are going to break anyways." And then the parents went into the room of the optimist, and they found her dancing and singing in the cow manure, horse manure. And they said, "Sweetheart, why are you so happy?" And she said, "Oh, Mom and Dad, you can't fool me. With all this manure, there's got to be a pony here somewhere." Some of you may recognize this character. His name is Waldo. And he's famous for a series of books called Where's Waldo? And in these books, there are different scenes and pictures, and you have to find Waldo, kind of like this one behind me. And so our job is to ask the question, where's Waldo? And then we have to find him. If you want to see Waldo, if you want to find Waldo, you've got to take some time to look for him. And in case you're wondering, this is where he was hiding. Did anyone find him before? No? So that's where Waldo was hiding. Very often in our lives, our blessings are hidden right in front of us, just like Waldo. Very often our blessings are disguised as something else, maybe even something as unpleasant as horse manure. Our blessings are all around us, but you gotta look for them. This morning I'm gonna tell you a story, and I want you to help me find the blessings in this story. Now, you and I have been together for a little over 2 years, and during that time, we've learned some things about each other. I've learned some things about you. You've learned some things about me. And there are probably a couple things you know definitely about me. The first is math and I do not get along. Math and I are not friends. We have not been friends for a long time. Do you know why? Yeah? I never had a good math teacher. That's probably true. No, the reason math and I don't get along is because math is always asking me to solve its problems. Get it? Solve its problems. You know, things just don't calculate with you. You guys are so negative. Why can't you be more positive? Sorry, so maybe there's three things you know about me. Math stinks. My jokes aren't that great either. The other thing you know about me, and some of you have actually disagreed with me on this, but I have to tell you, you're wrong and I'm right. But the other thing is, I own the world's best dog. True, thank you. So this morning I want to tell you a story, and it involves both Tozer and math. And I need your help because I tried to count the blessings in this story, and I'm not sure I trust my math. So I'm going to tell you the story, and I want you to count the blessings. And as you do, when I'm done with the story, we'll compare our numbers and see if they match up. This actually happened to me a couple weeks ago. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and I got into my pajamas and got into bed like I always do. Karen was already in bed, and I had to put on this mask that the doctors want me to wear so I can breathe at night. I pulled up the covers, put my head on my pillow, and I quickly fell asleep. At about 3:30 in the morning, I felt a presence standing next to my bed, breathing heavy. And soon I felt a wet nose on my face. Tozer wanted to go outside. So I took off that stupid mask, and I took off my covers, and I grumbled, and I got up, and I took Tozer to the back door. Opened the door, let Tozer out in the backyard, and then I flipped on the floodlight, because where we live, it's very dark, and I needed to see he was out in the yard. It was cold, so I shut the door, and I watched him in the yard. When Tozer was finished with his business, I let him back in the house, and I realized now I had to do my business. So I went into the bathroom, did what I had to do. I went back to bed, hoping I would fall asleep. Didn't happen. Because once I'm awake, my brain starts working. So I began thinking. I began thinking about all the things I had to do at home. I began thinking about all the things I had to do at the church. I began thinking about the sermon I had to preach that Sunday. I thought about a conversation I had earlier that week. I thought about the bills that needed to be paid. I thought about all kinds of things. I thought about bills that need to be paid. I thought about sermons. I already said that, didn't I? I thought about what's happening in our world? And am I doing anything to make the world a better place? I thought about the fact that I wanted to fall back asleep, but the more I thought about falling back asleep, the harder it was to actually fall back asleep. Have you ever experienced that? And then I thought, well, maybe instead of counting my sheep, I should just talk to the shepherd of the sheep. And so I started praying and thinking about God, and slowly and quietly, I fell asleep in my Heavenly Father's arms. End of story. So, how many blessings did you count? Let me hear.
10?
7? You want to know how many I counted? The first paragraph had 6 lines, 90 words. I counted 50 blessings. That's just the first paragraph. There were 4 paragraphs to that story, so you do the math. 4 paragraphs times 50 blessings is at least 200 blessings. So let me tell you some of the blessings I saw in the story. The first, I told you I wore my pajamas to bed. That means I'm warm. And because I'm warm, that means I have clothing on my back. Because I have clothing on my back, that means I have a job which affords me to put clothing on my back. And because I have a job, it means I have the talents and the abilities and the skills to keep my job. I told you I had a bed. A bed implies I have a house, which implies I have a home, someplace where I can go to feel safe, someplace I can go where I can feel secure, someplace I can go where I can rest. I told you Karen was in the bed next to me. That means I have a wife, someone who loves me, someone who adores me, someone who believes in me. I have a friend, a companion. I have someone I can smooch anytime I want to. I told you I have a backyard That means I have the health and the ability to take care of my yard. I told you I have a doctor. That means I have medical care. I told you I have a dog. That means I have a source of happiness and a source of stress relief. I told you that I had to use the bathroom, which means the plumbing in my house works and the plumbing in me also works. I told you that I was up at night because I couldn't sleep because I was thinking about all the things that I had to do. That means I have a brain that works. I told you I have a shepherd who watches over me and doesn't mind if I fall asleep in the middle of a conversation. Amen. Your blessings are all around you. You've got to look for them. I read a quote recently that blew my mind, hit me right between the eyes, and this is what it said. If you don't have all the things you want, be grateful for all the things you don't have that you don't want. I have diabetes. Some of you do not have diabetes. Be thankful. Because on Thursday, you get to eat all the pumpkin pie and ice cream that you want. If you can't be thankful for the things you have, then be thankful for the things you don't have. Earlier, I read to you the last 9 verses of Psalm 118. And in those verses, the author talks about how thankful he is because what God has done in his life. What I did not read to you were the first 20 verses. And in those verses, you find a person who is surrounded by his enemies. They are trying to beat him. They are trying to defeat him. They are trying to push him down. And yet in the midst of this, he realizes God is with him. God has been his protector. God has been his provider. God has answered his prayers. God has been his strength. And so he can say, God, I will thank you. Sometimes we are surrounded by our enemies. Sometimes we are surrounded by toys and games. And sometimes we're surrounded by horse manure. But we are always, always surrounded by our blessings. And so sometime this week, count your blessings. They are there. You've just got to look for them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.